Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 668 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Spoke to the boys who were there in the office about the happenings of that morning, of course, more or less length. Then Mr. Quinn said he would like to take me back to the metal department on the office floor, where the newspapers that morning had said that Mr. Barrett of the metal department had claimed he had found blood spots, and where he had found some hair. Mr. Quinn first took me to the little lathe back in the metal department and explained to me that Mr. Barrett had told him just the same as he said here, that those strands of hair were so few in number that he didn't see them until he turned the handle and they wound around his fingers, and moreover that the position of the handle of the tool, which that handle actuates on that tool, that small lathe, was in the same relative position to the work in the lathe as when they left it on Friday evening previous to that Monday. They then took me over to the place in front of the dressing room where it was claimed the blood spots were found. Now I examined those spots. I didn't examine them standing up. I didn't depend on the light from the window, but I stooped right down to those spots, and I took a strong electric flash lamp that we had around there and looked at them and examined them carefully, and I made a certain conclusion after that examination. Now, gentlemen, if there is any one thing in and about a factory, after my 7 years of practical experience in factories, that I do know, it is the care and condition of factory floors. Now, take that metal plant, for instance. That plant, as you know, is a place where we reform and shape and spin sheet brass. And, of course, of necessity, we use a great deal of lubricant there. Now, the lubricant that is used on this eyelet machine, these large machines, that form of lubricant, which is known as steccaline compounds, now 328,